This is Life to Listen.
Want to see the world from a totally different perspective?
Ready for provocative conversation?
Intriguing stories?
And inspiration?
Then don't touch that dial.
Welcome
to Talk with Francesca.
She'll give you something to talk about all week long. Now,
here's Francesca.
What if you took the time to really soak it?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Talk with Francesca. I'm Francesca, your host, and I love that you're listening to my show this morning. So speak to me, because my team and I spend lots of time and energy in preparing for our shows about things that we care about, and I believe you will too. So let me know what you're thinking, whatever it is, whatever you think of the show, if you think it's riveting, if you think it's valuable, if you think it's horrible, you think it's offensive, you fill in the blank, jet me an email at info@talkwithfrancesca.com, or you can go right to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and fill out the contact form there. It'll get right to me. You can visit me on Facebook. If you miss part of the show, you can go to recent shows on my website, talkwithfrancesca.com. Again, you can listen there. I'm also on iTunes. So there's plenty of places to listen to Talk with Francesca. And listen, during commercial breaks, I would love it if you would stay tuned in so that you can hear who makes Talk with Francesca possible. Visit them. Let them know that I sent you. All right, we're going to dive in because we have a lot to cover today. With all the craziness in the world, it's important to do things that give us peace of mind. We all know that. There are so many ways to find your center and recollect. I'm still looking. Anyway, one of the most popular is meditating. But there are many types of meditation. With us today to talk about the art of meditation is Dr. Susan Chomsky. Susan has worked alongside Yogi to the Stars, Maharishi Mahesh, and is a best-selling author of 14 books. It's a lot of writing. She's been featured on countless media outlets, including the Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, and New York Daily. Welcome, Susan, to Talk with Francesca.
I'm so happy to be here with you today, Francesca.
Thank you. So, first of all, let's just tell our listeners, who is Maharishi Mahesh for those of us who are those of us that don't know?
Maharishi Mahesh Yogi was the most famous Indian guru to ever come to the West. In 1959, when he first came to America, there was no such thing as meditation, mantra, yoga. These terms just simply did not exist in the West whatsoever. Within 10 years, he made these into household words. He was the guru of the Beatles and the guru of Deepak Chopra. And he was incredibly famous during the late 60s and the 1970s. So everyone knew about him at that time. He was always on Johnny Carson show, on the Merv Griffith show. He was on the cover of all the major magazines. And he actually trained 40,000 transcendental meditation teachers. He was the founder of transcendental meditation, which is not a generic term. It's an actual, real, trademarked method of meditation. And he trained 40,000 teachers, and as a result, 6 million people learned transcendental meditation.
Which is what? What makes transcendental meditation different than, say, focusing on your breath or the numerous ways that there are to meditate?
Well, one thing about transcendental meditation that might be different from a lot of other methods is it actually works. It takes people into a very deep state of relaxation and inner peace. And there's been over 400 studies, scientific studies, research done on it, which proves that it helps with so many health benefits, and it reduces stress, makes you more calm, it increases academic performance. So, I mean, there's like a long list of benefits of transcendental meditation. So it's you know, that may be what makes it unique. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that, you know, when someone has something wrong and they're worried, oh, what could it be? It's, you know, is it my heart? Is it my, you know, am I getting some rare disease? Whatever it is. Oh, no, it's just stress. Just stress. It's always that, right? It's just stress. Well, you know, stress is deadly.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. It really truly is. I mean, if you've got that cortisol running through your veins like crazy all the time because you're always in a state of fight or flight, that can be pretty deadly. But what I want to ask you is what makes transcendental meditation any better than the other forms of meditation that also make the same claims that it reduces stress and blood pressure and can help with many diseases, diabetes, inflammation, all that stuff?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of techniques of meditation that actually do produce those positive results. So, yeah, I mean,
but what makes TM better?
I don't think it's necessarily better. You know, it's really the fact that there's been a lot of scientific research on it, which mm-hmm. proves its benefits. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know that it's better than all the other methods. I actually personally don't teach transcendental meditation. I used to teach it long ago. I taught it for a very long time, but.
What do you teach?
I teach something else.
Oh, you
do? I teach something called divine revelation, mm-hmm. which I really like. And that's the reason why I teach it instead of TM.
So you ended up in India at a very young age, right?
Yes, I did.
How did that come about?
Well, it was the 1960s. I was a hippie. Yeah. I was living in the San Francisco Bay Area. Those of us who were hippies at that time, those of us who were flower children, I'll put it that way. We flower children.
Yeah.
We were really seeking spiritual awakening, spiritual enlightenment. We were seeking nirvana. Yeah. Our gurus at that time were Timothy Leary and Richard Alpert, who later became Ram Dass. And they wrote a book called The Psychedelic Experience. And they were teaching us about, well, the motto was turn on, tune in, and drop out. You know, that's what Timothy Leary was professing and is preaching to everyone. And
tune into yourself and then drop out of the world. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Turn on.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning take LSD.
Yeah. Oh. That's another story. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I'm really glad you asked that because people don't necessarily know what that means. Turn on, tune in, drop out. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so, but I mean, it's, well, you know, I mean, I do practice some meditation, so I know about the tuning in and sort of dropping mm-hmm. out of the world, although there's that monkey mind, of course, that, you know, just keeps coming right back in. But so that's what I just assumed you meant. But yeah, I suppose you're right.
Actually, back in the 60s, it had a different connotation.
Yeah.
Turn on, as I said, was take yeah. LSD.
Yeah.
Tune in is exactly as you mentioned, which is tune in to your higher yeah. self, to your true divine nature, to nirvana, and then drop out meant drop out. I mean, literally drop out, no longer be a part of the establishment, no longer be a part of this insane world that we are, that we were born into, which was living in plastic cookie cutter houses and having the 9-to-5 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That was what dropout was about at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Timothy Leary was professing. So they actually turned me on to the Buddhist scriptures. I was reading Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. I was reading all these spiritual books, anything I could find about higher consciousness. And I was reading Alan Watts' books, like The Way of Zen and other books by him. And in his books, in Alan Watts' books, it said that you have to find a meditation guide. Well, in 1966 in Berkeley, California, trust me, you didn't go to the yellow pages and find meditation guide or anything remotely similar to that. It didn't yeah. exist. So I asked a roommate if it's, you know, how do I find this meditation guide? He said, have you ever tried to meditate on your own? And I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. So I lay down on my bed. Clearly, I was completely clueless. I didn't even know you're supposed to sit up when you meditate. I lay on my bed and I kind of prayed for or asked for a quote unquote meditation. So immediately I was propelled into this ecstatic state. I could feel this cord or rush of energy rushing from the tips of my toes all the way to the top of my head.
With no drugs.
no drugs. I had not taken any drugs whatsoever. And I could feel this ecstatic rush, and I thought, and it felt like I was like plugged into an electric socket of the universe or something. And I figured, well, hey, I guess this is meditation. Little did I know that not only did I have my first meditation, but also Kundalini awakening all at the same time.
Okay, so Kundalini, I would guess that the majority, I can't say the majority, but I would guess there's a lot of people that don't know what that Kundalini energy is. We are going to, though, take a short break. When we come back, I'd love it if you could explain to our listeners exactly what it is. So listeners, stay with us here. We will be right back.
Tides is beachside dining at its best all year round. Located at the end of the Nahant Causeway, directly on Nahant Beach, the ocean views from the dining room and the pub can't be beat, no matter what the season. Nominated for Best of the North Shore from North Shore Magazine for Best Alfresco Dining, Best Kid-Friendly Restaurant, Best Lobster Dinner, and Best Water View. Why would you go anywhere else? Whether you choose their dining room, a frosty pint at their bar, or a sun-drenched deck on Nahant Beach, they guarantee you great atmosphere with super food and service. Their menu is full of fresh, high-quality seafood, prime rib, chicken, pasta, and pizza that everyone will love. Check out their drink menu for fun cocktails, 30 ice-cold beers on tap, and their well-rounded wine list with their state-of-the-art tap wines. They feature full-service lottery and keno. Tides is the place to watch any big game. They have over 20 HD TVs. At Tides, they specialize in casual dining with food that's just delicious, not pretentious. Tides is a fantastic restaurant anytime, summer or winter, lunch or dinner, rain or shine.
Looking for an authentic Italian meal in an intimate setting? Then you might just want to venture out to Boston this weekend and dine at Terra Mia Ristorante, a true gem among all those rhinestones in Boston's North End. This cozy trattoria with stucco walls and beam ceilings specializes in creative interpretations of Italian classics. Like the cuisines here, the atmosphere is elegant yet understated. Since opening in 1993, Terra Mia Ristorante has aimed to convince diners that there's always more to Italian food than just red sauce. Over the years, the innovative and beloved restaurant has done a great deal of convincing, and best of all, it's reasonably priced. This best-kept secret is worth the trip. Call 617-523-3112 or visit terramiarestaurante.com.
Do you have chronic pain, neck, shoulder, or low back stiffness, headaches? Amanda King, licensed massage therapist, can help. Located in downtown Salem, Amanda has over 13 years of experience helping people with pain, injury, and stress. She can help you feel better, move better, relax, and enjoy your life. So call today to book your appointment at 617-461-7516 or learn more at www.clearbodymind.massagetherapy.com. Located in Boston's North End holds one of our best-kept secrets, Antico Forno, ranked number 9 of the top 10 Italian restaurants around the world within the category of being one of the most authentic. With a welcoming family feel, it's hard to argue the experience you have when enjoying dinner at Antico Forno. Best known for their brick oven pizza, their world-class traditional cuisine does not fall far behind. Come enjoy dinner at Antico Forno and feel like part of the family. Open daily from 11:30 a.m. until 10 p.m. Call us today at 617-723-6733 or visit us at AnticoFornoBoston.com.
The new Cobblestone Cafe on Hanover Street in Boston brings casual, on-the-go American fare to the North End, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Open daily at 7 a.m., Cobblestone Cafe offers burgers, barbecue, salads, fries, milkshakes, seafood, and the very popular Snickerdoodle iced coffee. Delivery and catering are also available. Cobblestone Cafe, 227 Hanover Street in Boston. For more information, call 857-263-8057 or visit them online at cobblestonecafene.com.
I recently discovered a computer store called Experimac in Middleton. Experimac Middleton is a one-stop shop that can help you with any repair needs for your phone, tablet, Mac, or PC. They also have the best prices for certified Apple computers and devices. The experts at Experimac are part of an international franchise network. All of their work is of the highest quality, and all purchases and repairs come with warranties of up to a year. They also have financing available. For any questions, give them a call at 978-304-0134.
You are listening to Talk with Francesca, and we are talking to Susan Chomsky, Dr. Susan Chomsky. We are talking about meditation and Maharishi Mahesh. Thank you so much, Susan, for joining us today.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, you know, when you said a Kundalini experience, because I was like, okay, she's out of her mind. She did not focus on a mantra or her breath, and all of a sudden, she just had this amazing experience. If she did, then I've been doing something wrong for a long time. But when you talk about Kundalini, that is a different experience. So can you explain to our listeners what that is? That was my very first form of breath work, is doing Kundalini work.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So Kundalini is basically life force energy, but it's a specific kind of life force energy. Life force energy is what keeps your physical body alive. It is a subtle energy. It's called prana in India. Mm-hmm. In China, it's called qi. And in Japan, it's called ki. So mm-hmm. this life force energy is flowing through your subtle body. But there's a specific pathway, which is your spinal cord, through the center of your spinal cord, there is a conduit of subtle energy, and Kundalini flows through. When Kundalini flows through that, it awakens higher consciousness. So example of a Kundalini experience would be a rush of energy going up your spine.
How do you access that?
Well, one of the most powerful ways to access it is through pranayama, which is a breathing exercise, mm-hmm. Traditional in India.
Breathing very quickly through your nose with your mouth shut.
It can be. That's one type of pranayama. There's a lot of different kinds of pranayama.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do teach many different methods of pranayama in my books, actually. So you can learn them. They're not that hard to learn.
Susan, in the appendix of your book, Maharishi and Me, you listed 240 celebrities who learned TM. What do some of them say about it?
You know, it's amazing. The David Lynch Foundation has popularized transcendental meditation tremendously now. And a lot of celebrities are getting into it. One of the most famous celebrities that's practicing TM now is Katy Perry. In fact, she even went to the Vatican and spoke about TM there. She was invited to speak at a conference at the Vatican.
At the Vatican?
Yeah, and at that conference she said, quote unquote, "I meditate just like so many of us. We're busy with our personal lives, with our careers. For me, I'm an executive multitasker." And she said that she would be driving, eating a cheeseburger, applying lipstick all at the same time. But she found herself doing a kind of short circuit, like an iPhone occasionally does when it abruptly shuts down. Mm-hmm. She said, "I knew that I had to take care of my mental health."
Right.
So that's why she learned TM.
You know, I find that just if I'm getting overexcitable or, you know, there's a lot going on, like right before we got on the air, and I said to you, it just feels like there's never enough hours in the day I'm chasing. You know, it's just so much going on at once. That just that simple stopping and taking a few deep breaths is almost like a form of meditation for me.
It is. It is. Mm. And Katie said, "The stillness that I found is beyond anything that I've ever experienced."
What are some of the other ones, some of the other celebrities say? I've learned TM. So wait, so she does actual TM?
Yes, she does actual TM. Yeah. Hugh Jackman, he said, it's a very, very simple technique that any single person on the planet can do. He said, nothing has ever opened my eyes like transcendental meditation has. It makes me calm and happy, gives me peace and quiet in what's a pretty chaotic life. He said, in meditation, I can let go of everything. I'm just dipping into that powerful source that creates everything. I take a little bath in it.
So are there people that you know that have gotten into meditation, but it did nothing for them?
Oh, yeah, of course. Some people, they don't.
It's work, though, isn't it? Don't you think?
No, it's not work. It's the easiest possible thing that you can do.
Well, it's work taking time out of your day to do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a priority. It's just prioritizing your life.
Right.
But Cameron Diaz said, it was exactly what I needed. And the thing that blew me away the most about it was the easiest thing I have ever learned. It's so simple to learn and so simple to practice. And yet the amount of restoration that comes to you, the benefit across your life, it changed everything.
But what's interesting is that it's so pricey. You know, when one thinks of meditation, we don't think money. We think of it being free, you know, something that's going to help us to become more in line with our wholeness, having more integrity. You know, maybe a class, $10, $15, whatever. But from what I understand, in order to learn TM, there's nowhere online you can learn it. There's no easy way around it. It's $1,000 or take it or leave it.
Yeah, I don't even know how much they charge to teach TM at this time.
But why so much? Why such a...
Well, I mean, I can answer that question for you. I'll tell you exactly why it's so much. Okay, so back when I learned TM, which was in 1967, it cost $35 to learn. And it's always been, ever since the very beginning, that you learned TM, which is a four-day class, and then for the rest of your life, you could come into the TM Center anytime you wanted, day or night, or whenever it's open, and you could get your meditation checked. You can go to the center and meditate with, you know, in the group, and so on and so on. In other words, you have free service for the rest of your life. There is no nonprofit organization that I know of that operates that way. And actually, I think it was kind of a mistake for Maharishi to set up the financial situation like that for TM, because after they learned, there was no further source of income from these people. In all other nonprofit organizations, you had to have a membership. You had to join and pay dues every year. That's true with every church and every other nonprofit organization.
Right. Well, I suppose I guess I didn't think about it that way, but it seems very pricey. I mean, I would love to learn it, but I guess I just feel like I don't feel like spending $1,000 to learn this. You know, it just, I keep thinking, oh, there's probably an easier way to access it. But from our past conversations, it sounds like it's really a simple focusing on a mantra rather than your breath. When I initially thought of meditation, I immediately thought focusing on the breath. And that would put you into that sort of altered state of focus and quiet. But having a conversation with you prior to today, it sounds like it's an actual mantra, a word that you focus on, you keep repeating, whatever that is. And is that the only difference?
Okay, so as far as different, there's so many different types of meditation. Right. One of them is, quote unquote, focusing on your breath. I've never found focusing on your breath to get you anywhere. I feel that if you take very deep breaths and relax, and every time if you breathe in very strongly, and then as you breathe out, you really blow it out and just imagine that you're going deeper and deeper as you blow out the breath. And also just imagine that the stress is leaving you as you blow out the breath. Mm-hmm. And if you even take three breaths like that, you're going to immediately feel more relaxed and more centered. I don't call that focusing on the breath. I call that simply taking some deep breaths. Mm-hmm. And that will help you to go deeper and deeper into meditation. That technique itself, just taking deep breaths, simple as it sounds, will definitely take you deeper and deeper into meditation. Transcendental meditation, that technique, they do use a mantra. And a mantra is a Sanskrit word that's used in meditation. And it could be, there's different types of mantras. I mean, mantras are very ancient. They come from ancient India. There's also Tibetan mantras. There's also, you know, different cultures have different mantras. So the mantras usually are names of deities, although they aren't necessarily. And just using the word, the mantra. But the thing is, people think that you have to chant it. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, some people do chant mantras. They're called bhajans, chanting mantras. Yes, that's done like in Hindu temples, for example. They chant mantras. Mm-hmm. Or you could chant a mantra. Or you could think a mantra quietly within your own mind. Mm-hmm. So the method transcendental meditation, that technique, you are thinking the mantra within your mind. But you described it as focusing on the mantra. Okay, so it isn't focusing on the mantra at all. In other words, there's no concentrating. That really doesn't help you to go into deep meditation. Focusing, concentrating, anything that sounds like effort or exertion, that will not take you deep into meditation.
Quite an experience you've had in your life, haven't you?
It is an amazing experience, and it's all in my book, Maharishi and Me.
Well, Susan Chomsky, thank you for joining us today on Talk with Francesca. It's been really, really interesting. Can't wait to get into TM.
Cool.
All right. Thanks again. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. It's time to wrap things up. We've got to say goodbye. I hope you enjoyed the show. See you next week. Same time, same place. Make it a great week.